senior government ministers from around the world have arrived in London for the global summit to end sexual violence, which starts today and goes on for 3 days at the Excel Centre. Among them is Foreign Secretary William Hague, who joins me now. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Now, you're working what has to be the strangest double act since Anton de Beck and Anne Widdecombe. You're with Angelina Jolie, Mr. Hague. What do you hope to achieve?
Well, we've been working together for 2 years on this now, and yes, people sometimes find it a strange double act, but bringing together...
You bring your own virtues, Mr. Hague, I'm sure, each of you.
Sure, I was very kind.
Beauty and the Beast, and I'll leave that there, will you?
So, yes. And, but of course, our objective is to tackle one of the huge crimes of the 21st century, which is mass war zone rape, the deliberate systematic use of rape, usually against women, but also against men and children, to terrorize and humiliate populations. This makes peace in any conflict much harder to bring about in the future. So it's important to tackle not only as a vital moral issue, but in order to achieve international peace and security in the future. And we're bringing together a summit like no other here, which, as you say, many ministers will attend, but most of it's open to the public as well. So your listeners can come along to the Excel Centre and join in these efforts to get the countries concerned to adopt new laws and procedures, to agree international standards of investigation and documentation, and to change the whole global attitude to these sickening crimes.
How will you ensure, Mr. Hague, it doesn't become a talking shop?
Well, that's been my objective all along, to make sure that it isn't just a talking shop. And that's why we're setting out to agree a very detailed international protocol that countries can then use to have the right standards of investigation. Usually, when prosecutions are attempted for these things, they fall down for lack of evidence. And we're trying to make sure that that gap is filled. Second, we've got countries badly affected, like Somalia, for instance, or Democratic Republic of Congo, coming to the summit with their plans for what they are going to do, laws they are going to change, armies they are going to train differently in the future, how they look after people in refugee camps being changed, all of those sorts of things. And thirdly, we're going to make sure we're offering the necessary support to survivors of such violence. Now, these are all practical actions, and the crucial phase after we've had this summit over the next year or two is then to make sure this is really implemented on the ground and makes a difference to people's lives.
Now, you mentioned you've been campaigning for a number of years, Mr. Hague. What have you achieved so far?
Well, what we've achieved so far is we've really pushed this up the world's agenda. It was a taboo subject. Most of the world wasn't talking about this, even though it's happened on a mass scale on most continents. It was regarded as something that is just too difficult to do anything about. And I think we have changed that. Here we have the greatest concentration of experts ever seen on this subject. More than half the governments of the world are coming to this. 100 religious leaders. Secretary Kerry of the United States will be here on Friday to help me wrap up the conference. So we have really driven it strongly up the world's agenda. Now, having done that, our task is to turn it into the sorts of things I've just been describing.
And lastly on this, how will you know that these 3 or 4 days that you're all together, you've achieved something, Mr. Hague?
Well, we'll only know that over time. I think in terms of recognition of the subject, we will have achieved. I think this event in itself will be noticed all over the world. And in fact, it's not only going on here in London. I've asked our embassies all around the world, round the clock, to carry this on day and night this week. So for the next 84 hours or so, this is going on, even when we're all asleep. This is going to be going on somewhere else in the world. So we will achieve that this week. But of course, we will only know in future years whether what we've done this week will be, as we intend it to be, the turning point in the world on these terrible mass sickening crimes.
I wish you well with that. Just before I let you go, Foreign Secretary, your cabinet colleague Michael Gove is talking about British values to be taught in schools. I'm about to hear from my listeners what they are. What would you define as a British value, perhaps that you recall from your own education, Mr. Hague?
Well, I think British values include democracy, rule of law, mutual respect and tolerance. And by rule of law, I mean our civil and criminal law democratically decided, taking precedence over all others. But that the point I made about mutual respect and tolerance is a key aspect of it, I think. And as I travel around the world as Foreign Secretary, Britain is associated with that, and British people generally conduct themselves in line with that. And that is something to be encouraged in our schools for the future.
Good luck with your summit today. Foreign Secretary William Hague, thank you for your time.